The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The topic that I have chosen, as I had mentioned last night, was to talk about some of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, to understand what does it mean to be the Shia of Ali. And last night we started with the example of Salman al-Farsi. There's quite a lot to say about him. And even tonight, I would not be able to complete. Salman, his journey in seeking the truth was a long one. Zoroastrian background, traveling all the way to Sham, which was a Christian country, becoming Christian, getting close to these monks, and some of them who actually were sharing their secrets with him. The information that they had, they would not share with the public. And this is where we come to realize when Quran says that, you know, that Ahmad, the name of Rasulullah in the Torah and Injil, has been written in such a way that they know him the way they know their own children. The details of Rasulullah. But this were not public knowledge. These leaders of the church would just hide it, or even the Yahud. The presence of the Jewish tribes in Medina was because of the prediction that they had in their books that the last prophet will be settling in that city. But when he came, they realized he's not one of us. And so they started opposing him. And so this is how Salman came to know about Rasulullah and even the characteristics. The example I mentioned yesterday, then he was told that this last prophet would not take anything if you give him a sadaqah. It's haram for him and for Banu Hashim. And so these things were known to Salman. And appreciating his quest for truth, his journey in search of truth, Rasulullah described his, you know, attempt in a very beautiful way, where he says, لو كان الدين في السرية لناله سلمان. If the true faith was in the stars, Salman would have gone all the way to the stars to go and reach to that level to find what is the truth. Amir al-Mu'mineen describes Salman when somebody asked him, and this is after the wafat of Salman, where he says, you're talking to me about Salman, you're asking me, imra'un minna, he was one of us. وَإِلَيْنَا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ, he was attached to the Ahlul Bayt. وَمَنْ لَكُمْ بِمِثْلِ لُقْمَانِ الْحَكِيمِ, who was there in the Ummah besides him like Luqman al-Hakim? You know Luqman? This person blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with special knowledge, that even you have his story mentioned in the Quran. Ali says Salman was the Luqman of the Muslim Ummah. عَلِمَ الْعِلْمُ الْعَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَقَرَأَ الْكِتَابُ الْأَوَّلُ كِلْكِتَابُ الْآخِرُ. He knew the knowledge of the previous religions and the last one. He was familiar with the scriptures of the earlier religions and the last one. وَكَانَ بَحْرًا لَا يُنْزَفْ. He was the ocean of knowledge which will never end. This is the status of Salman in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Yesterday I quoted to you the statement of the sixth Imam, that this level of Salman, the respect that the Ahlul Bayt have for him, the very first reason was that he sacrificed his own desires and wish and preferred whatever Ali wanted. And that is the path that we have to follow. He was among those who refused to do the bay'at to the first Khalifa. As I said yesterday, he was in the house of Fatima with about 12 to 14 people who were refusing to do bay'at to Abu Bakr until they were forced, you know, taken out by force and forced to do bay'at, other than Ali. And he was among the few who was there even in the janazah of Bibi Fatima. And these are the words of Ali. He says that he was there. He, Abu Zar, Miqdad, Ammar. On the third day after the wafat of Rasulullah, Salman actually stood up to publicly support Ali in a speech that he made to the Muslims at that time, where he says, "Ala ayyuhan nas, isma'u anni hadisi." O people, listen to me. Try to understand me. And I tell you that I have given quite a lot as far as ilm is concerned from Rasulullah. And if I narrate to you the virtues of Amir al-Mu'mineen, a group of you will say he's Majnoon, he's crazy. Other will say he's a liar, and they will pray for my murder. If somebody comes and kill me, they will say, you know, may Allah bless that fellow. Means they will, you will not accept my words that easily about the fazail of Ali. But now that you are already into distress and bala, remember, إِنَّ عِنْدَ عَلِيٍّ عِلْمُ الْمَنَايَ وَالْبَلَايَ. Ali has the knowledge about all different situations. He is the final word. He knows about the background of the people. أَلَا مِنْ حَاجِ حَارُونَ بِنْ عِمْرَانَ مِنْ مُوسَى. His position is same as the position of Harun in relation to Musa. The way the Prophet himself said to Ali, أَنْتَ وَسِي فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. You are my wasi, the executor of my will in my family, wa khalifati fi ummati, and you are my successor in my ummah, wa anta minni bi manzilati Harun min Musa. Your position is same as the position of Harun to Musa. Then he says, Salman says, but you people have become like Bani Israel. Bani Israel, described in the Quran, they went against the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. And this is where he goes on to say that if you had accepted Ali as your leader, لَأَكَلْتُم مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِن تَحْتِ أَقْدَامِكُمْ. You will be eating, or you will become rich from things coming from the sky and the things coming out from the earth. But you are now deprived of these blessings because you did not accept Ali. أَصِبْتُمُ الْخَيْرُ وَلَكِنْ أَخْطَعْتُمُ الْمَعْدَنِ. You took little bit of the gold, but you forgot the gold mine. You forgot Ali. He is the gold mine for you. And this is where you have to realize that now that this has happened to you, you are going to suffer because of it.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.